Escuchamos a los Beastie Boys con So What You Want, canción del disco Check Your Head, que este año cumple 25 años, en una fecha triste para escucharlos porque hace exactamente 5 años, 4 de mayo del 2012, murió a causa de un cáncer Adam Yauch, conocido como MCA, y con eso nos enteramos después, ya con el paso del tiempo, el fin de la banda, que tiene sus distintos proyectos, como vamos a escuchar en el segundo bloque. Por ejemplo, Mike D está abocado a producir y está trabajando en el nuevo disco de Portugal The Man, que va a salir más tarde este año. Ya les cuento los detalles porque tenemos ese single en el próximo bloque, pero ahora tenemos algo mucho mejor. Y antes de presentar a nuestra gran invitada, vamos a contarte que el 3 de junio es la última fecha de Champions Live in Chile, la mejor forma para ver la UEFA Champions League, todo con Heineken, la cerveza oficial. Todo tiene cara ya de ser Real Madrid con Juventus. Y tú lo puedes ver en pantalla grande, con una fiesta, con DJs, todo siempre junto a la mejor cerveza del mundo. Heineken.cl, entra ahí, inscríbete y cruza los dedos. Desde Inglaterra nos visita y visita, bueno, es una cosa bien ejemplar, diría yo, porque quería venir. El año pasado vino, se autofinanció una gira, se quedó en casas de fanáticos, tocó en casas de fanáticos, como en la vieja escuela. Y ahora está de vuelta para dar un concierto mañana en el Centro Cultural Amanda. Ya vamos a contar los detalles. Es una cantautora inglesa que ya va para su tercer disco. Lucy Rose está con nosotros en el plan maestro. Welcome, Lucy.
Hey, how you doing?
Pleasure to have you. We're excellent now.
Oh, good.
Very happy to have you here. Second time in one year.
Right.
It's been like... Bueno, le vamos a preguntar primero porque... ¿Cómo fue esta gira y qué vio en esta gira que la hizo volver tan rápido? How did this self-promoted, self-arranged, self-paid first tour came along, and what did you see in this tour that made you come back so quick?
I guess it was because I'd always wanted to travel around Latin America. I always wanted to come to Chile, and I had some people tweeted me or sent me a message saying please come here, so I kind of just decided I should do both. I should visit the country and get to play music at the same time.
Artists many times get these messages like, hey, come here. You say like, hey, hello, I'm recording a new album. Come here, come here. Mm-hmm. But most artists don't actually go there unless there's a very, very good, well-planned tour, or they pay the tickets. You did, okay, I'm going to go. And I'm going to pay like off by myself. I'm going to stay at fans' houses. Yeah. You did like that. Like,
exactly.
The old way.
Exactly.
Bueno, dijo que claro, recibía mensajes de las redes sociales como, oye, podrías venir para acá, podrías venir a Argentina, podrías venir a Chile, podrías venir a Perú. Bueno, dijo, ¿saben qué más? Voy a ir, no voy a esperar a que me inviten, voy a ir yo, me pago y me quedo con fanáticos. De hecho, ahora mismo se está quedando en la casa un fan en San Bernardo, que fue el mismo que la alojó el año pasado. Entonces quiero preguntarle por esa experiencia, porque al parecer es un muy buen cocinero. Lucy, tell us about this Chilean fan that you stayed at his place last year. You played even a gig at his house.
Yeah.
Like, you said on Twitter, oh, come play, and now you're staying at the same house?
Yeah. Yeah, I'm staying with Juanpa, and his mum cooked me the best food. Both times I've been there, I've had the best food
like
I've ever had.
Like, the very same dish? You had, like...
The same dish.
Like, meat, rice?
Yeah, exactly. The most amazing beef and rice. And straight away, she just started washing our clothes again. It's so amazing. Like, just turned up and she was washing everything.
So it feels like coming back home.
Exactly. It's like having another mom, a Chilean mom.
Dice que es como tener una mamá chilena. Se quedó en la casa de Juanpa. Un saludo para Juanpa de San Bernardo, que la alojó la vez pasada. Su mamá dice que le cocinó la mejor, yo me imagino, esa carne al jugo con arroz, una plateada ahí de cacerola. Que me contaba también antes de entrar al estudio que soñó con esa carne durante todo el año, y ahora finalmente dice que es como volver a su casa chilena, pero ahora claro, tocando un show un poquito más, más producido, que va a ser mañana, como te decía, en el Centro Cultural Amanda. Y bueno, le quiero preguntar un poco más sobre eso. It's a more like a better organized tour this time. Did someone said I'm going to pay for your flights, I'm going to arrange this. It's a more proper tour, or you had such a blast that you wanted to come back on your own, like again for a second time?
It's a bit of both, really. I wanted to come back once, like the whole tour last year really inspired me to make my record, which I'm now releasing. So when I was looking at sort of where I was going to go and play the songs for the first time and where we were going to show this little film about our trip.
There's also a documentary, yeah.
A documentary, yeah. It felt wrong to just tour the UK and maybe Europe and maybe the US like most bands do. It felt like I needed to go straight back here and tell you guys that the whole reason I'm, you know, making music is because of those fans.
You are starting your new album tour in the place that inspired it.
Exactly. I started last night in Buenos Aires, was the first. Wow. First place.
Bueno, nos cuenta que es algo muy bonito. Este viaje que tuvo el año pasado cuando estaba promocionando su segundo disco, que había salido el 2015, inspiró el disco. Entonces, de nuevo, en algo que muy pocos artistas europeos piensan, ¿para qué tocar por Europa, por Estados Unidos y después terminar en Sudamérica? Sí, puedo ir primero al lugar que inspiró el disco y donde además va a mostrar un documental de esta experiencia de quedarse en casas de fanáticos, de tocar para fanáticos, de tocar en shows gratis, de lo que vamos a seguir hablando. Pero antes me gustaría que escucháramos música, porque está con guitarra. Vamos a poder disfrutar de su preciosa voz acá en vivo para nosotros en Plan Maestro. Lucy, before we keep on chatting about this tour, about the new album, about your love with South America, I would love to, and our audience would love to hear you sing a few tunes. What are you going to play? Something that we all know already, or are you going to play a new song maybe?
It's going to be a new one, but it is already out there, so
okay.
People should know it.
Okay.
Or maybe someone does, but it's called Floral Dresses. All right.
Lo escuchamos a continuación para nosotros, Lucy Rose en vivo en el Plan Maestro de Rock and Pop.
I grew up in a one hell of a family. You'd envy us, alright. All three girls out looking for trouble, but we came home every night. I don't wanna wear your floral dresses. And my lips won't be colored. I don't want your diamond necklace. Your disapproval cuts through. So I see the way you look at me. Oh, you don't have to tell me. I'm growing older each passing day, but my heart still remains. And I bet you thought I'd grow out of these habits. Forgive me, I'm the same. 'Cause I don't wanna wear your floral dresses and my won't be colored. I don't want your diamond necklace. Your disapproval cuts through. So I see the way you look at me. Yeah, I see.
Wow, Lucy Rose tocando para nosotros acá en Plan Maestro de Rock and Pop. Eso era Floral Dresses, un adelanto de Something's Changing, que es el nombre de su tercer disco. 7 de julio, July 7.
Do I like?
July 7.
July 7, sorry, yes.
The album, yeah. 7 de julio sale este disco, disponible a través de Communion Records. Es el tercero de su carrera y que nos contaba, inspirado en parte por su experiencia tocando acá. Y quiero meterme más en eso porque es curioso encontrarse un artista que tenga tanto afán de salir, de explorar otras cosas y cómo se mete eso en su propia música. Lucy, you are British and you have experienced success in Great Britain. You have played with bands like Bombay Bicycle Club. You have been invited to sing in different artists' albums, songs. Yeah. You also sound a little bit North American. We can hear a little bit Joni Mitchell. I hear sometimes Leslie Feist in your in your tunes.
That's great.
But it's fun. And it's very interesting to me, to all of us in here in Chile, in South America, to find artists so committed to going outside their boundaries, going outside the box, going, especially in the times we live in, where everybody's so selfish, so trying to save themselves. We heard what happened with Brexit and all of that. So what is it about you that you're so interested in going outside even your continent? Even
I feel like that makes me normal. Like it's like I feel
it's
like,
sad, isn't it?
I just feel like it's the most normal, and in a way it's very selfish because I wanted to see the world, you know, and I wanted to go and travel, and I wanted to see all these amazing countries that I've always heard of. So actually, I feel so privileged that I can do that and have people all over the world that will let me live with them, you know, if I just play music. So.
Do you feel the way you do it is sort of like a good example for other artists that are, I don't know, it's each time with the visas and stuff, it's each time harder to play in other countries. So do you think you are setting a guide?
Yeah, well, I think that lots and lots of artists want to come, and they want to come play gigs in Latin America and lots of different places. I think sometimes you think it's not possible, and you think that you can't organize it yourself. It's too much, you know, to try and organize your own tour and everything, and try find the money to do it, and then have, you know, go stay in strangers' houses that you've never met before. I think it can be a bit scary, the whole thing. So I don't think it's that artists don't want to do it, but I hope that my story, and when people watch the documentary, an artist will go, I'm going to go and do that now. Mm-hmm. And I hope that it makes more artists come and travel here.
Start feeling like an artist and stop feeling like a posh star, maybe.
Yeah, exactly.
Bueno, dice que ella se siente normal, no es curioso. Lo normal debería ser esto de querer estar viajando por el mundo, conociendo el mundo, que ella se siente muy afortunada de hacerlo. Y cuando le pregunto si es como una guía para otros artistas o un ejemplo a seguir, ella dice que muchos artistas quieren venir, quieren hacerlo, y que ella espera que con este documental que muestra cómo lo hizo ella, puedan atreverse también a hacerlo, a salir de su país, no ser tan estrella y quedarse en casas de fanáticos, hacerlo como la gente normal lo suele hacer. ¿Cómo se cuelan estas experiencias en la música? Porque me imagino que inspiran, y bueno, de hecho inspiraron el disco. Quiero saber cómo lo inspiró. This sort of experiences you live, the thing we've been talking about, how does this life-changing moments get into your music? For instance, what can you tell us about the third album? You said it's inspired in your South American experience partly, so how can you say this experience goes into the songs?
It's in every song, really, I think. I think with the end of the second record, when I finished touring it, I think I forgot why I was doing music in a way, because you can get so obsessed with like the business part of it. Even things like, how many records have I sold? You know, does mm-hmm. anyone like my music? How many Facebook likes have I got, you know? And that seems to be the only way to judge your success or whether anyone likes your music.
And how many plays?
Exactly, how many plays have I got? How many people are playing? If anyone, you know, radio is playing it, anything. And I lost my faith in myself and in why I was doing music. So then when I did this trip and I spent 3 or 4 days with each person, and they reminded me why music was important, and they reminded me why I needed to go back and make more music, because I just need one person to tell me it's good, really, and then I can carry on, and that's really what this trip was about.
Muy de acuerdo con lo que dice, muy bonito también, un ejemplo a seguir para muchos artistas hoy, que la mejor forma en la que se puede colar esta experiencia en su propia música está en todas las canciones. Lo que le pasó en Sudamérica, dice, es que llegado el segundo disco perdió la seguridad en sí misma, porque todo se ha reducido a cuántos likes tienes, cuánta gente te escucha, si suenas en la radio o no, y se empieza a tras tocar un poco el por qué se hace música, y en esta gira ya descubrió nuevamente al estar y a compartir con la gente, retomó seguridad y se acordó por qué le gusta la música. Mañana toca en el Centro Cultural Amanda. Lucy Rose está conversando con nosotros acá en Plan Maestro, y para despedirnos, porque está con, bueno, tiene que volver a San Bernardo también, me gustaría que tocara otra canción más para despedirse. Lucy, can you play us another song before you go back to eat this amazing meat, probably?
I know, yeah, definitely. I should say as well, I've got like two musicians with me this time, which is makes a big difference. Having the, you know, someone book a show and be able to help us finance it means that I can bring musicians to make the show.
So you're like a power trio, drum, bass?
It's actually, it's very acoustic. I've got violin,
wow,
piano, guitar and bass. So it's kind of
nice,
all sonically kind of floating.
Perfect. Nos cuenta que claro, anda con dos músicos esta vez, un poco más profesional el tour, pero no hay batería, es bien acústico. Hay violín, hay piano y hay bajo. Así que, what are we going to listen to, Lucy?
Yeah, I didn't know what song I was going to play, but seeing as you played Shiver and you've played Like an Arrow, I feel like I'm going to play another new one.
Wow,
but it's also out there, so you can hear it, but it's called Is This Called Home? So here goes.
Otra canción nueva para nosotros en el Plan Maestro, Lucy Rose.
Let me hold your hand.
Wow, Lucy Rose nos dejó a todos acá atónitos. Mañana va a estar con banda en el Centro Cultural Amanda desde las 21 horas. Muchas gracias, Lucy. Thank you so much.
Thank you for having me.
Esa era otra canción, Is This Called Home, inspirada en Sudamérica y parte de su nuevo disco que llega el 7 de julio a través de Communion Records. Vamos a hacer una pequeña pausa, no se la pierdan mañana. Muy bueno. Thank you, Lucy.
Thank you.